And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
On today's show, we've got 3 weeks till the play-in tournament, and there are some names involved. Stephen Curry, Damian Lillard, and Russell Westbrook, they'll all be there. Now, that's not a lock, but I am willing to make some bold play-in tournament predictions here in late April. Yeah, I'm that bold. I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Monday, April 26th. Good Monday to everybody. Let's jump right in. Look, we all knew the single elimination tourney would provide some intrigue. Those games are going to be a blast. But weeks in advance, we've got intrigue regarding the play-in tournament? I did not know that was going to happen. The 10th place Washington Wizards have won 8 games in a row. They are a delight to watch. That's the first time the Wizards have won 8 games in a row in 20 years. When Michael Jordan was playing for them, MJ on the Wizards, ripping off 9 in a row back in the day. The current Wizards beat OKC and the Cavs this weekend. It's almost as simple as their good players are playing their best ball. Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, and even Davis Bertans. Now, I'll dive a little bit deeper into the stats on the weekend winners and losers episode today on No Dunks. But the last 4 weeks, or the last 3 weeks, excuse me, they've got the fourth best defense in the NBA. What? The Washington Wizards? It looks more and more like Washington will be in the play-in tournament. Russell Westbrook in a single elimination game. It almost feels Jordan-esque, like Jordan in a single elimination game. Imagine Michael Jordan in a single elimination game. I guess we got that. In college basketball, how many years ago was that? Almost 40. Okay, Westbrook isn't Jordan, but he is balling, and it looks like he's going to be there. They've got San Antonio on Monday and then the Lakers on Wednesday. That could make their winning streak 10 games in a row. Anthony Davis called that game must win for the Lakers. Is LA Washington must watch on Wednesday? I can't wait to watch. That's for sure. Bradley Beal went down late in the game on Sunday against the Cavs. He appears to be okay. He initially thought it could be his Achilles. It felt like he got kicked in the calf when he went down, but they've ruled that out. Hopefully he'll be all right. Now, Anthony Davis, back to the Lakers. He doesn't want to drop from 5th in the Western Conference standings as the Mavs get closer to them for that spot. I get that. But the real must wins coming up are for Portland in the Western Conference. In the offseason, let's take it back. Portland knew they had to improve their defense to take advantage of Damian Lillard's prime as he entered his 30s. Around Dame, CJ McCollum, and big man Yusuf Nurkic, they added Robert Covington and Derrick Jones Jr. But the defense never took off. It ranks 29th of 30 teams. Luckily, they got an MVP season out of Dame to keep them afloat in the West, you know, in 6th for much of the year, despite McCollum and Nurkic getting hurt for a long period. But now those two guys are back, and Lillard has cooled and can't compensate for that poor defense anymore. He's also missed a little bit of time. They just can't get a win. They lost their 5th in a row on Sunday, and 2 straight to the upstart Memphis Grizzlies. Dallas recently passed Portland for the 6th spot, so they've dropped into the play-in tournament. Now Memphis is hunting for them in the 7th spot, half a game back. Blazers have a tough schedule for their final dozen games of the season, so it's likely they'll be in the play-in tournament. They shouldn't drop out of the play-in tournament, but they got to win if they want to get out. They just need a W. They've lost 5 straight. Ah, man, those play-in tournaments in the Western Conference, it's going to be ridiculous. Does it devalue the regular season? Sure, but did you hear the names involved? Dame, Steph will get to. Ja Morant could be one. He is shaking fools right now. Check his highlights from the game Sunday against the Portland Trailblazers. They're 4-2 so far on their 7-game road trip, Memphis is. Amazing. They're trying to get to 6th in the old standard playoffs. But more on the play-in tournament. We're likely to get Steph in a single elimination game in 3 weeks. Incredible. The Warriors solidified their grip on 10th in the West as they beat the Kings, who looked to be entirely done. Curry scored 37 points and set an NBA record for three-pointers in a month at 85. To the top of the East, the Nets playing a tough team in the Suns on Sunday. Close game late in the third. And then the Nets just pull away. They were led by Kevin Durant, who returned after three games. They controlled his minutes, though, and he had 33 points. They limited his minutes, and he had 33. That's how damn good he is. He also had a big block late to seal this win in only 28 minutes. Kyrie Irving had 34. The Ramadan fasting not slowing him down whatsoever. And Blake Griffin for the Nets is the happiest role player that used to be a superstar in the league. Just watch him. His teammates are always up when he makes a play, and Blake is always smiling through it. He's like a glorified role player. This is Blake Griffin. He had 16 points. It's incredible what the Nets are doing. They've integrated new players, lost plenty of games to injuries and COVID protocol, and they're still first in the East. How scary are they? The Bucks could have helped make it a race for top spot in the East. They got two home games remaining versus Brooklyn, but they gave away a game in Atlanta on Sunday night. It was the Lou Williams show in the fourth quarter. Lou was the closing point guard with Trae Young out. And even though he hadn't hit a shot going into the quarter, this is Lou Williams we're talking about. He hit four threes in the final 7 minutes, 15 points for him in the quarter. Milwaukee had trouble stopping him and the corner three, eight threes for Atlanta over the final 7 minutes. And the daggers to the heart from Bogdan Bogdanovic, who the Bucks thought they acquired in the preseason. If you remember that, the sign and trade gone wrong. Bogey had 32 points Sunday against the team that thought they had them. The Bucks stay tied with the Knicks for fourth in the Eastern Conference. They both have 11 games remaining on the schedule. Last game I'm going to talk about here, the Hornets ran over the Celtics. The Celtics' effort was kind of laughable. The Hornets had four guys with 20-plus in this game, and none were named Gordon Hayward or LaMelo Ball because they're injured and should be back soon. LaMelo Ball was working out the wrist on the sideline pre-game. He should be back soon. They're eighth in the East at 30-30. It's a successful season for the Charlotte Hornets. Jaylen Brown, good news for the Celtics. He was back, but he had an off game. He's fasting for Ramadan as well. Let him get used to it. The Celtics are playing better, though. They are chasing Atlanta and the New York Knicks for fourth in the East. All right, that's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode on Monday. We'll debate what is an actual wedgie. Yes, the most important debates. I will be back on Tuesday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.